Okay, here with Jason Spisak.
Yes, hello.
You are playing the Joker.
I am, and everyone has asked me, how could you possibly play the Joker after so many people have played the Joker? What do you bring to the table? And I go, me. There's only one me in the universe. So everybody's got a Joker in them, and this is my take, basically. You know, I can't imagine playing the Joker anybody else's way.
Right.
Right? Yeah. I just abandon all that. As an actor, so many people have played so many different roles in life. I mean, even Batman and Superman and whatever. And if you dwell on that kind of thing and think about what other people have done, you're only going to be mired down in a soup of intellectual craziness. I prefer to simply wall myself off from all that and just tell the story my way.
Right.
What would it be like if I was the Joker? What does that bring? My vocal tonalities and everything else. I mean, you can't help. The Joker is a specific type of character, so I'm sure there'll be similarities drawn. But as my vocal reference, I didn't use anything. I literally just thought, what would he sound like? What have I got that my Joker would bring specifically? And so in that, you know, I talk to myself as a spoon in this movie, okay?
Yeah.
And that was one of the other things, is when I saw what they were trying to do with the writing and that the Joker digs his way out of Arkham with a spoon and then has to talk to that spoon the whole time, I thought, yes, that's a Spisak thing to do, is to be like, to talk as the spoon, oh, hi, Joker! And then also be like, oh, Spoony! And have that real-time, very visceral, high-energy, high-impact take. And, of course, that fits with the Lego movie, because that's just what it is. And have fun, ultimately.
So you are having fun with this?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? I built Legos since I was a kid, and my daughters build Legos, and I still build Legos. Confessions! Confessions! And I love it. I love the way the movies have a sense of humor about them.
Yeah.
That they make fun of themselves, they make fun of them, their own archetypes of whatever they're wrapping their arms around, you know, whether it's Marvel or DC, or they're wrapping their arms around it in a loving and joyful way and poke fun at everything. It's that sense of humor that echoes a lot of my own sense of humor, and so that's why I think I love the movies and love the way that they've been able to create that. Every time you sit down in the chair, you kind of know what type of ride you're in for, and I love that.
The best part is this. What I have a 4-year-old myself, so just like the appeal for all ages in it is just,
yes,
he's laughing at certain things.
Yes.
As a comic fan,
yes,
I'm getting a lot of references.
Yes.
Not,
yes.
But at the same time, I'm building someone who's getting interested.
Exactly. It's like, you can bring them along for the ride. And when we're creating these things, we're thinking of that actively. We're thinking, okay, this has to play on multiple levels. So how can we get this joke? Or how can we get this character? How can we get, because if you make the Joker too non-threatening, adults will be like, well, you know,
yeah,
right? So there are times when the Joker has to be Gotham City, like he literally has to be unhinged to a point where you're like, will that scare a young kid? I don't know. Like you have to include all of those angles of as a creator purposefully. And that's one of the joys of a Lego movie also, is that's a challenge,
yeah,
right? And we all like to be challenged artistically. And the Lego movies do that for us as creators, because you feel great when you've gotten that right. When the adults are holding their sides and rolling their eyes, and the kids are holding their sides and rolling their eyes at different stuff, it's like, bam! You know, that's the secret sauce. That's the blue. That's the blueberry pancakes, you know? That's it. So,
appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, man. Nice to meet you.